And now your letters. After I spoke with Ken Smith about his book, Junk English 2, listener Magda Krantz of Chicago wrote in to offer a different view of language. Our language isn't a traditional word museum, Ms. Krantz wrote. It's a living, breathing entity shaped and colored by the incredible diversity of its people and our collective experience. Personally, I love the relatively new word proactive, and contrary to the author's contention, assertive does not fit the bill. Listener Larry Curcio of Pittsburgh was interested in our interview about changes the Bush administration may be seeking in the tax code, including a national sales tax. Our guest said such a tax would be blocked by people who value the exemptions they receive under the current system. Mr. Curcio wrote, "There are more compelling arguments against a national sales tax. As someone nearing retirement, I have already paid federal taxes on my savings. With a national sales tax, I would pay federal taxes on them again when I spend them. What are we to do? Stick up convenience stores for bags of Twinkies?" And finally, we continue to get mail on our interview with Pastor Tim Wilder about his views on gay marriage. Listener Roland Olson of Baltimore noted Pastor Wilder's reference to the traditional biblical view of the family, one man, one wife, committed together in marriage. Mr. Olson says the clergyman is rewriting biblical history. The Old Testament model for marriage, he writes, is polygamy and not monogamy. If you want to set the record straight, send us your email at watc@npr.org. Please tell us where you live, include a phone number, and tell us how to pronounce your name.